Hello, welcome back to Heart Factor Nigeria Info and Hearing Input Hacker Time Dial. 8 minutes gone past 4 o'clock. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. No doubt there are a lot of things important in the country at the moment. The matters of security, education, lots of other things. We're dealing with the Ondo State situation. Very unfortunate once again. But in spite of all of these other really crucial and important things, I think arguably the number one matter on the mind of most Nigerians right now is next year's general elections. And understandably so, it's a very critical time for us. And whilst citizens like yourself, I hope, are making your plans, considering who the candidates are, making your choices, the parties, definitely the politicians, are also making preparations as well at individual level, at party level. Some of the parties, if not most of them, have recently conducted national conventions and held primaries to determine their candidates who are going to be vying for the various elective positions on offer, right from the states all the way to the federal level in Abuja. The same can be said for the People's Democratic Party as well. Its national convention was held recently. There were primaries held here in Rivers State, as happened across the country as well. And then the national convention, which included, of course, the primaries to determine the presidential candidate of the party, was held quite recently in Abuja as well. So to a great degree, the PDP has done all that's required of it by law and presented its candidate names to the organizing agency, which is the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. Now, as a result of completing these processes, there was an event I perceived to mark the completion of these events quite recently, specifically yesterday. Here is something from off our news earlier on. Governor Yusuf Nwike says he is committed to the victory of the PDP in the forthcoming 2023 general elections. The governor said this during a Thanksgiving service on Sunday for the successful conclusion of its primaries. Now, he was represented by his deputy, a Palibon Harry Barnegat. Here's what the governor said, I believe, through his deputy.
His Excellency has asked me to say that we should continue to support our great party. We should continue to stay true to his vision to ensure that we come out successful in all our elections, in the general elections coming up 2023. We can be sure that we are focused and we are ready as a party to rescue Nigeria from this terrible current government that has brought so much hardship, bloodshed, bad economy, divisiveness in the country. The time is now, and our party will do it.
Also, State Chairman of the PDP, Desmond Akau, said the achievement of Governor Nwike in the state will be the focal point of the PDP campaign in 2023. Here are his words.
Like I've announced to all our candidates in their various wards, in their various LGAs, they should put their posters on our project, and because that's the legacies we have. Let others put their own posters on their own projects, maybe on the monorail. For us, we are going to put our posters on our project, and we are going to speak to the people, telling them what we said we are going to do for them, did we do them? And then letting them know that if we are given opportunity again, we are going to perform better than we did.
But does the PDP have a lot to be thankful for as far as these activities being celebrated right now are concerned? Now, these and other related matters we're going to be looking at in this hour. What's happened at the national level, also happening here even locally as well, that led to the emergence of a candidate for the governorship election next year. Well, joining me in the studio for this conversation is Honorable Samuel Wanaseke, his chairman, Ikre Local Government area. Honorable Wanaseke, chairman, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for this opportunity of having me on your platform.
Well, the good book said to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So I will start this conversation by congratulating you and your party on what you have termed the successful completion of your party's processes, the primaries, and which is what led to the celebration yesterday. So once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We'll give God all the glory.
Well, that said, does your party, the PDP, especially the PDP here in Rivers State, really have a lot to be thankful for? Obviously, no doubt, some things to be thankful for, but do you have a lot to be thankful for? And I ask that question against the following background. While some of your processes here, if not all of them in Rivers State, were mostly hitch-free, there was a slight glitch, but that appears to have been sorted out anyways, even though the process is still on in court. But the primaries in Rivers State held, I believe somewhat successfully, as far as the expectations of the leadership of your party is concerned in Rivers State. However, at the national level, the governor and leader of your party in Rivers State aspired to be the candidate, the flag bearer of the party next year's presidential elections. That was not to be, as he was defeated in your party's primaries in Abuja. That said, does your party, especially here in Rivers State, the PDP, really have a lot to be thankful for?
Well, first of all, let me say here clearly that the process, all the processes starting from the selection of the three ad hoc delegates at the World Congresses to the NGA Congresses where our national delegates are selected, and all the primaries ranging from the House of Assembly primary, the House of Representatives, I mean the House of Reps, and then the Senate primaries, that's National Assembly, I mean, and then the governorship primaries, and also the primaries that happen in Moshood Abiola Stadium. They were all successful primaries. And the entire world saw on national television, even they were all streamed live, that PDP has set the stage. PDP has achieved the transparency Nigerians expected them to achieve. If you remember the PDP of yesterday, when once the primary is over, people will be running to court, litigation, left, right, and center. Right now, there's no such thing. And everybody saw the primaries of the People's Democratic Party is not a yardstick. And that's why the ruling party, the Progressive Congress, is trying to move the goalposts from one place to the other to see if they can be able to do something similar. But we wish them well. But as far as we are concerned, we'll give God all the glory. Like our leader would say and has always said, whoever won at the presidential primaries in the transparent, free and fair process, we will support. And as I speak to you, he has instructed us in all the 319 wards, the 23 local government area, and all the senatorial districts and the 32 House of Assembly constituencies and the 13 National Assembly constituencies and the 3 senatorial constituencies. Campaign structures are now in place. That shows you a leader that keeps to his words. Yes, he wanted to be the solution to the problem of Nigeria as the man that will pilot the affairs. But the delegates chose otherwise. We don't want to dwell in the past. We've moved on, and we can tell you the People's Democratic Party is going to get the victory come March, and will provide that leadership that Nigerians have been looking for. Everybody in Soweke is a party man. We are all party people, and we're going to work for our party to make sure we deliver the dividends of democracy to the people of Nigeria.
You say that the party's convention, your national convention, and all the other processes have become something of a yardstick. Your word precisely, yardstick. I believe that also implies that it is a standard. It is something that should be emulated by others. It is something that should be used as a reference point, and you can say, look how they did it, do it like that as well. Now, whilst certain aspects of those processes may be considered a yardstick, however, there were other aspects of it that have become matters of national discourse, and a lot of persons are not entirely excited about some of the things that played out in your party's national convention, especially as it affected the primaries for the PDP, presidential tickets, allegations, which are very rife and somewhat credible, I must add, that humongous sums of money exchanged hands, and delegates were bribed left, right, center, with some were even saying it was a dollar spree. Delegates, the expression, the term delegates now assumed a different dimension in Nigeria. People greet you and they say, are you a delegate? I was watching national TV sometime last week, and some person was on one of the morning shows, and he said in Abuja at that period, the guys who do the meshai, when you go there to ask for tea, they ask you, do you want regular tea or do you want delegate tea? Apparently, there was something different about delegate tea. So, what's your response to that? Was that exemplary as well, to dishing out money to people, delegates going back home with 12, 15 million, buying cars and all of that?
You know, we've had this discussion before now. Immediately after our primaries, in fact, on that day of the primaries, you called in while we were in the stadium, and you also put this question. And I told you clearly that men of the Economic and Financial Commission are here. They were there not even on plain clothes. They were there for you to know that they are there. They were littered all over. Don't forget, we are an opposition party. And so the security architecture and the instrument of power belongs to the All Progressive Congress because they are the ruling party now. And so I have challenged you that whoever is bringing this story, I'm tired of people talking from two sides of their mouth. Give us credible evidence. For instance, if you say you found the delegate at the floor of that National Convention of People's Democratic Party that has photograph of when he was giving funds for his conscience to be bought, make it available. Because when once people carry stories, the rumor mill is just too much. We're tired of having rumor mills. What we are saying, whatever you do, as long as in the national television, the delegates you are seeing walk from their stage to the voting point, and none of them were seen being coerced, the process was transparent.
There was a widely reported story of one of the delegates of your party from some part in the, of the north, I think Kaduna precisely, who was said to have, and his name is in the public space, Tanko Sabo is his name. Mm-hmm. Tanko Sabo, there was a picture of him with stacks of money. He took 12 million naira back to his constituency and gave a breakdown on how he spent the money for his people. And reportedly, the 12 million or more was what he got from the delegate assignment in Abuja.
Where did he get the money from? Let me tell you, all our presidential aspirants, you know them, you know their name. If anyone was the one that gave the Tanko, you're mentioning the money. Tanko, we see, Dr. Wanosike, the presidential aspirant, was the one that gave me this money. So, you see, let me tell you, we live in a very foreign Nigeria. A Nigeria where people will want to carry stories to disparage or diminish the success of others. It gets the point I'm making. Mm. And so if those who do not like the success or the transparency of the election that happened, that was conducted by People's Democratic Party, the class and the standard that has been set, oh, just like a woman, a very beautiful woman, dressed gorgeously, smelling very nice, walks majestically in front of you, because you don't like her, you just, please go and look for water and bait. Is our proverb. And so when you do something right, your enemy will not accept. So they will look for places to punch a hole on them. And we are telling you, we don't want to dwell in that. We want practical evidence. Put Mr. Tanko online. Mr. Tanko knows those that transacted with him and where and who gave him what they gave him. It's not enough for you to bring sack of money and come and display on national television and say, you got from here. For instance, anybody can give anybody. Don't forget, people got money as Fulani headers to go and pick up form for Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, who said he didn't have an idea about it. So that's the problem. It's a very funny country we live in. So if Mr. Tanko said he was giving bribe on national television, then we now call the EFCC. They should go to work. EFCC by now should have arrested Mr. Tanko, investigated him, and have known the source of this bribe. In our constitution, the giver of the bribe has committed a crime. The taker of the bribe has also committed a crime. And so, it's not what we should even play with. The security agents should clamp down on Mr. Tanko, let him come and explain how he came about these funds.
Talking about transparency, that's a word you just used now as well, describing your processes so far, the national convention, your party's primaries, and even the River State governor as well has been very vocal about transparency and democratic processes. Before your party's national convention, he was always talking about that, locally and on the national level as well. But let's come back home to River State now. There are insinuations, allegations that your party's primaries here may not have been the most transparent either, that whilst the processes were allowed to play out on the surface, but behind the scenes, the governor literally unilaterally had his way against the interest or concerns of some other members of your party, even high-ranking members of your party. How would you respond to that?
It depends on who you call high-ranking and who you call low-ranking. We're all members of the party. We just have a leader of a party. We have a state chairman. So all of us are party members. If somebody has obtained form as an aspirant of a party to run election for the office of the governor, it doesn't make him a high-ranking member of the party. No, there's no law like that in our party. Our constitution does not recognize that. Everybody is a member of a party, but you can be an officer of a party. Having said so, there was no such thing. Men had aspiration. They had the processes of taking their expression of interest form, they obtained their nomination form, and they went ahead to canvass for votes. And on the election day, a lot of them, because it's a delegate election, so let me tell you something, Diane. An election you win, you will know you win. For us in the PDP, like I came here in the studio before we went for national election, national convention, I told you Ezeboye Sowiko was the candidate to beat in that election. And you can see the efforts and what he had to take those who consider themselves as those who are the first-class citizens of this nation, the sleepless night they had, to turn around a game that was meant for Ezeboye Sowiko's victory. But it has taught us a lesson. We have not come to realize that it's not all that glitter that is gold. And most of the times, those who cry marginalization, look at them very well. They're actually the ones marginalizing themselves. And so I don't want to dwell on that because it's not in the past. Our party is uniting ourselves, and we know that our problem is not what has happened in our national convention. Our problem is the misrule created by the APC government. It has to go. For me and you to have a life.
Chairman, please hold on a thought. We must go for a commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Conversation with Honorable Sammy Wanasike continues in a moment. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. The conversation with Honorable Sammy Wanasike continues right now. So, Chairman, before we had to take that break, I was asking you about your party's governorship candidate in the president of Siminalayi Fulbara. Prior to him emerging as your party's candidate, or even an aspirant in the first place, he couldn't have been said to be one of the most popular members of your party at any level, especially within the state. And even when or if his name rang a bell at all, it didn't ring a bell for the most right of reasons. We all can't forget in a hurry, before the last general elections, he was one of the most popular persons in the country at that time. Allegations of misappropriation of funds, he was invited or requested to come over for investigation or questioning by the EFCC. That did not happen. The River State government invoked an existing court order barring the EFCC or any such agency from investigating the finances of the state. But that matter, once again, maybe may not have been done and dusted with. But then again, the point is, this fellow was not the most popular person in your party. And many, even your members, I suppose, might be concerned as to whether or not he's the right person to fly your party's flag in next year's governorship election.
Yeah, first of all, you see, the problem is that information is power. But it depends on what side you're sitting and what you're seeing, what view you're taking. For the very first time, I must tell you, and I will be frank, that my party has done justice to the people of River State. Before now, you remember that there is this clamor of a Riverine governor that the Riverine had not had a shot for a very long time in the number one seat, number one position. Even to even make it worse, when you look at the three senatorial districts, there's one senatorial district that now had opportunity to the number one seat since the return of democracy in 1999. And that senatorial district is the River South East Senatorial District. And because the party wanted to practice what they preach, we say no. The party leaders met, the elders of the party sat down and said, this is the senatorial district we think that will encourage our delegates to look towards. Because delegates come from various wards. It is three ad hoc delegates per ward. And when leaders of the party say, look, to be fair, there are persons that, whether they have the votes or not, because we belong to the same family, we should also use our votes to assist them come to office so that they can participate in the development of their fatherland. That's what just happened. And again, the man you're talking about was a man that went to a primary school here, state school, Opopo, his primary school, his secondary school, community secondary school, Opopo, his university, he read accounting. He's a man that has two master's degrees, one in finance, one in management. He has not stopped. He belongs to several institutions as a fellow. He's a member of, is a qualified accountant in Annan. He's a man that in 2003 was the principal accountant in River State Primary School Board. He moved from there as a civil servant in 2005 to Ministry of Works as the accountant in Ministry of Works. He moved from there in 2006. He entered into the finance department to assist the accountant general as the number two man to the accountant general. Then as a director. Then it was under the leadership of Rotimi Chibikambecha as a governor. As a boy, so we can, like you have said, he was just a local government chairman then. Then became a minister. No relationship, no knowledge, no knowing. This young man was prudent in the Ministry of Finance. As a boy, so we can, as the governor of River State came on board, he must work with civil servants. Civil servants are not politicians. Even if the Supreme Court has said civil servants are not allowed to play politics. But this man's capacity as a leader that has competence and quality, a master game player in the accounting sector, is the way we can notice him. Because it's the way we can, God has given him a gift to pick out credible qualities in men. And that's why he was saying to Nigerian people, allow me the opportunity, I will put together a team. He didn't say he was going to run the economy of Nigeria himself. He didn't say he was going to run the security architecture himself. He said, I will look for the best of hands. Anywhere they exist, as long as they are Nigerians, bring them together, work with them, supervise them, give them the schedule of activity, make sure I provide logistics and finance for them to achieve that goal for the people. That's how to move a nation forward. And so it's always a way we can identify this young man and made him the DFE of Government House. That's where it all started from. And as the DFA, he was prudent in managing of resources. He got opportunity, just remember, you can ask civil servants in River State, for you to become a permanent secretary in River State, you write an exam. He wrote an exam, he passed. He became the permanent secretary in charge of Government House. He moved from becoming a permanent secretary of Government House when the accountant general's term expired, because he has served meritoriously and retired. Even after he was given a contract time of extension, the lot fell on him as the most ranking officer in the Ministry of Finance. So he became the accountant general of River State. And if you look at the man, you say you don't know him, but our party men and women know him and we have a credible relationship with him. I wish you were aware about him when he was doing one of the funeral of his loved one. The entire state was there. Everybody, there is nobody today in this state that belongs to PDP that has no relationship with Sim Fubara. Because he will guide you. You're a contractor, he will guide you. You are managing an office, he will guide you. People seek advices from him on how to manage finances. Forget about the stones people are throwing about EFCC. We don't talk about EFCC and the stories they are carrying about. The law is clear. And EFCC is aware that they cannot investigate the book of River State if the River State House of Assembly does not invite them to come. For granted, it's a democracy. And that's a constitution. There is a law of which this democracy is standing on. And so our major focus today is that the leadership of the state in People's Democratic Party got it right. First, in curing the issue of the Riverine governor, and secondly, in also balancing the senatorial defect of saying River Southwest, where Dr. Peter Dili comes from, has produced a governor for 8 years. Rivers East, where I come from, will produce governors back to back. Now, justice and equity and fair play, dictates that you should go to Riverside is
how about entangled. How about a conspiracy or allegations that the governor, the current governor, Yusuf Muike, is simply trying to install a successor in the person specifically of Sim Fubara so as to protect himself from a possible and possibly give some... because by becoming a governor, if he does win the election, that is, he enjoys immunity, and that may serve to protecting the governor himself once he leaves office, and Sim Fubara himself, since he has become governor, and then he has immunity, and then that will obviously pose a humongous challenge for anybody, whether an incoming State House of Assembly or even any security agency for that matter, from any attempts at further investigating those allegations levied against the state previously.
There is nobody that would have won that election. None of the aspirants that would have won that election, that this allegation will not come. Because virtually the aspirants that contested that process are very close to Governor Zeboye, so we can have worked with him one way or the other. All the aspirants. And so, whoever the lot fell on, he would have also said the same thing. So, as far as we are concerned, we're talking about a man's capacity to manage resources. If the man has the quality, so because somebody is threatening and throwing stories, and ask the man that has competence and capacity to wait, we won't do that. As Rivers people, I congratulate the delegates of the People's Democratic Party for voting Sim Fubara as their candidate for the 2023 gubernatorial election. He's the right choice, and he has the capacity to continue the good work as Oyeyosu Wike has done via the New Rivers Vision Part 1. He is going to be the New Rivers Vision Part 2. And in our local palace, they call him the 5G SIM card. He's coming with a lot of revolution, and you will see great dividends of democracy under his leadership.
Join the conversation right now if you would. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. We are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're also live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH to drop a comment or question there. We'll get to them shortly. Don't forget, also via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. That's 0809-030-6416 via WhatsApp. Let's get your take on this. And via WhatsApp, strong insinuation is that Wike picked Fubara to seal some doubting financial deals of his administration. Don't forget that the candidate is currently being wanted by EFCC. And if your guest says EFCC is not empowered by law to probe Rivers' account, which account is the state government probing Amaechi about? Or are they trying to open the account for probe so EFCC can come in? Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Peter from Eluzu. Peter, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, Dario.
All right, go ahead. Trust your comment question.
Good evening, our guest in the studio.
Good evening, my brother.
I want to first and foremost commend the EDP for the Thanksgiving held over the weekend. But then again, I have an interest, and that is concerning the statement of the PDP chairman here in the state, where he asked candidates of the PDP to post their posters on various projects done by the governor. So I want to ask the chairman in the studio with you, where exactly would they want to post their poster? Is it on the trash littering the street of the state, or in the hands of pensioners in the state who are always crying and asking on the governor? Is it the unpaid?
Hello, Peter.
Civil servant in the state. So I'm asking him to at least clarify us on what
Peter, great to hear from you. I think we got your question already. Great to hear from you, Peter. Chairman, your response, please.
First of all, I want to say clearly that if I get my brother right, when once you hear this story of pensioners, of refuse, you know where they are coming from. And so we don't want to dwell on that. And I want to commend and congratulate Governor Zeboye Sowike for setting the right team now to tackle the menace of refuse disposal. You know, it takes a great leader to look at the areas you have succeeded and applaud yourself and say, we thank God we succeeded in this area. But also thank God that we failed here, so we have to learn from it. It's the way Wike publicly accepted that in the issue of refuse disposal, that his administration didn't do well, and that he's going to do everything before he leaves office to set up a framework that will be able to end this menace once and for all. And I know he has started that with the coming on board of the task force in charge of refuse in River State today. You can see what's happening. In less than 2 days of their coming on board, everywhere is getting attention. Just everywhere is getting attention. And I'm proud, because when a man decides to work for his people and comes out all. So the issue of anytime you want to talk about politics in River State, they don't have what to tell a man who have done very well. They remind you about pensioners. You ask yourself a question. I have said here clearly. If you want to tackle this issue of pension, let's bring those who are the operators of that system. It is not every time Governor Yeso Wike. No, it's not the one that abuses the papers. There are those who know what they are doing in that sector.
What sector do you mean?
The sector of managing pensioners. There are those who knows that what the governor is insisting on that they must do.
Is the River State government owing pensions arrears? Is the River State government owing gratuities?
I want to ask you a question. As long as workers are retired from service and processes are followed, yes. When there's a delay, some people will be owed. But are they paying some people? Yes. Those who are clear have been paid.
That's the truth. Gratuities have not been paid.
Hold on. I'm talking about pension now. Pension is different. Gratuity is different. That's the point I'm making. And so we will allow those, and I've said it repeatedly, the head of service is not a politician. The head of service is a civil servant. And so we must take this to their doorstep. And I don't like discussing issues I don't have information about.
Well, let's move on to the next caller then. Rufus, thanks for waiting, Rufus. Please go ahead.
Yes, my brother Dio, I greet you once again.
Go ahead.
Now, last time your guest, Samuel Onosike Ishi, appeared on your show. You know, it keeps going around a circle. It is visible to the blind that the government of Wike have failed woefully. And I'm going to align them one after the other. Ask your guest, sir, since Wike became governor 2015, if he has employed one civil servant. Number two, since Wike become governor of River State.
Let me answer number one, please. Let me answer number one. So I will go to number two. Wike has employed a lot of civil servants in River State. I've answered that one. So what is number two?
Well, I didn't hear that one.
You said your number question was that has Wike employed any civil servant since he became governor? Yes, the answer is yes. Wike has employed thousands of civil servants since he became governor 2015 to date.
Mr. Wanosike, you are lying to the entire
river
people that know that.
No, just a moment,
Chairman. Caller, hello. Hello, can you hear me? Caller.
Yes.
Rufus, I do appreciate your right to your to an opinion and to ask questions of my guests, but you have to watch the language, please.
Thank you. Number two, sir. Number two. Is the administration of Wike came to play? Has it promoted a civil servant from level 12 or level 13 or level X to level Y?
Hold on, let me answer that one too now. Yes, he has promoted a lot of civil servants that are due for promotion. That is how Sim Fubara, who was a director when he became a governor, grew to become a permanent secretary.
Rufus, good to hear from you. Thanks for contribution. Isaac and Transamadi, welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, Dio, good evening. Hello, good
Isaac,
evening.
Straight to your comment question.
Honorable. Chairman. Honorable Chairman, good evening.
Evening, my brother.
All right, you see, I just want to say something very brief. You see, I don't belong to any party, I'm not partisan, and I don't want to be partisan. I just want all I need in this country, in our state, at the grassroots level, every level of governance is good governance. I don't care if this leader is from the north or from the south, but what we need at this point is good leadership. You know, I've come to understand that across every business and government functions, creativity is central to solving complex problems. We have complex problems in this country, in our state, at all levels. So, my question is, I saw the way you waived the issue of refuge. Today, I was trying to do a U-turn at the Lewis flyover, where the police officers or the traffic warders used to control, you know, the vehicles. And you know what? They were just beside the refuge. I mean, massive refuse dumped on the road. The vehicle and the police people were literally struggling to have their way because refuge has taken the better part of the road. At the U-turn under the flyover, if you doubt it, you can go there. I even have to snap it. Now, what am I saying? Just like in this country today, who do we blame for the issue of insecurity?
Isaac, get to the question straight away, please.
My question is, can we just accept the fact that we are not doing well in certain areas and even in many areas? Why is this refuge thing taking some time?
Isaac, great to hear from you, Isaac.
Address.
Thank you very much for your contribution, Isaac. We do have to move on, however, Chairman.
I think Isaac maybe just joined the show. He didn't hear us when we actually began. I did say clearly that the governor has publicly accepted about the mismanagement of refuse under his watch, and that he has set up a structure as we speak today that is doing greatly well to make sure that trend is reversed for good. And I will end it there. But let me concentrate on the candidate that I've come here to tell Rivers people about. That a man does not have the kind of my voice, or that he does not scream, or he doesn't put energy in the things he do, doesn't make him less smart or less a professional. Sim Fubara is a technocrat. And what we want right now in leadership are leaders that can manage resources, because the resources we have is very scarce. Very, very scarce. And so you must put somebody who has the competence, not somebody who just threw us 20 years backward. We are happy that God has given us a technocrat in Sim Fubara with all his experience and qualification, that this time the New Rivers Vision Part 2 is coming with a lot of bags of success and achievement.
When we start our campaign, yes,
we'll read them out one after the other.
Talking technocrats and competence via WhatsApp text and listen. Good evening, Dayo and Dr. Wan Osike. Your party is running the mantra of consolidation of Governor Wike's achievement. As even your party wins the River State governorship post, what do you want Mr. Sim Fubara to consolidate the happenings in the state civil service or the plight of retirees and pensioners? If not, what would you say he should change?
You see, I don't want to be taken backward. We'll discuss this part. But let me help the man that asked the question.
You have 40 seconds.
Sim Fubara is bringing industrialization to create job for Rivers people. Because there's a Chinese proverb that said, if you want to build the economy, create roads. As a boy, so he has opened up Rivers State. He has done all the connectivities. He has moved the campuses. Rivers people, we have provided an opportunity for you to have the best of candidates in Sim Fubara, a knight of the Anglican Commission, a man that is God-fearing, married with kids, a man that has managed his family very well and has done well in public service. This man will do well for the people of River State. Your vote for him is your vote for prosperity for the people of River State. Thank you and God bless you.
All right, Osama Wasika, Chairman, Ikwe Local Government Area. Chairman, many thanks for your time. Wish you the best.
Thank you very much.